What's keeping you from stepping outside the box? It's time to join those who are following their dreams and changing their life. Welcome to Journey to Gold with your host, CJ. In our program, you'll meet some amazing people with a new attitude. And through the Dream Quest Challenge with Josie Pasentino, you'll hear artists who are making a difference. Find out how you, too, can follow your dream and live the life you've always wanted. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Aloha! And thank you for being with us tonight. We have a great show in store for you. I'm just so excited. We have bronze medalist Ryan Dolan with us, and we'll be talking with him in just a few moments. And we also have our featured artist for the month, Teeny Gray, who will be stopping by to talk story, as we say, here on the islands. And we have the Dream Quest Challenge with guest host Josie Pasentino. And you're going to hear some great music from a couple of our challengers. So strap yourself in. Right now, bronze medalist Ryan Dolan is here from the U.S. National Kayak Team. And he won his bronze medal at the 2011 Pan American Games, which qualified the U.S. for the 2012 Olympic Games in the K1 200-meter race. And Ryan is here with us to share his journey to gold. Aloha, Ryan.
Hi, CJ. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. I am so happy that you're able to be with us today. I'm thrilled, and I can't wait to get into your story. Now, just for our listeners' sake, what island are you calling in from?
I'm located at Kailua on Oahu.
Oh, okay. Terrific. Now, is Oahu the big island? Is that considered the big island?
No, the big island is actually the island of Hawaii, and but I guess you can consider Oahu more big island just because it's a little bit more populated and has a little bit more city life.
I see. So Oahu is where Honolulu is, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay. So when it comes to, you know, the fact that you were really instrumental in helping the U.S. qualify for the 2012 Olympics is awesome. And first of all, I just want to congratulate you because regardless of being able to actually make it for the Olympics, I think it's just phenomenal that, that you're able to do what you do. Many people here are in the ocean and they go surfing and windsurfing and paddleboarding. But I am really curious, as to what caused you to consider, going Olympic. I mean, what happened to send you that direction?
It just kind of all started off when I was a little kid. I lived down the street from Kailua Beach and, grew up in a family that really loved to partake in, you know, beach and ocean activities, whether it was just going down the beach to bodyboard on boogie boards or body surf. And then my paddling career kind of really started when my grandfather, who was a member of the Naval Academy rowing team, when he moved to Hawaii and retired here, you know, he got invited to try it out with Lanikai Canoe Club, and then he started it, and then so it was only natural that he introduced myself and my three older siblings to it, and they all liked it. So by the time I was 8 or 9 years old, I started and just kind of started and really loved it and stopped doing other sports because I liked paddling so much, and then it just kind of slowly but surely took place as my go-to sport. And then in high school, here on Oahu at the ILH School League, we have a surf ski kayaking league in season for high school students, and that's kind of a feeder program for the Hawaii Canoe and Kayak Team, which is where junior, meaning under 18 athletes, as well as adults, are kind of like a feeder system to the U.S. National Kayak Team. And so the boats that we're using in the Olympics and other competitions leading up into the Olympics are kind of a more sleek version, faster, and they're only meant for flat water, meaning you got to use them in a canal or some kind of reservoir. So you can't take them out in the ocean. So it's quite a big change, but at the same time, it's something that's so much bigger that I could do with paddling just besides the local ocean racing. So that's what kind of drew me in.
Did you have, I would imagine you had a coach or, you know, were you influenced by a coach that you were working with by any means?
Yeah, you know, it actually first started off, my older brother Patrick, who's 2 years older than me, was really excelling in paddling, and he had a local mentor actually from Maui, whose name is Kai Bartlett, and his wife, Lauren, was on the U.S. Olympic team, and they're both really good paddlers, so they kind of pushed Pat, you know, to try it out, and he tried it out, and he loved it, and then naturally, a lot of these people that I was meeting through my older brother, you know, met me as well, and you know, saw that we were good paddlers, so they kind of were like, hey, you know, you should try kayaking and give this a chance. But then, yeah, I've had some great coaches along the way that have been kind of monumental in different stages of development. Right now, I don't report to any specific coach, but we do have a U.S. national team coach, which oversees everything, and that is kind of the big boss, if you will, like when we do get together as a team and race.
Mm-hmm. So you're in training right now for the 2016 Olympics.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, after I missed out by 0.08 of a second on the London Olympics, I was you know, pretty motivated to get back into it, and just started pretty much training right away, and then you know. As time goes on, it's hard to keep that up. So it is the off season, and we do race mostly in the summer months. So I did get back into the kayak, and I am full kayak training again just a couple of weeks ago. But before that, I was training for the Molokai, which is, you know, in six-man outboard canoes here in Hawaii. And so I was great cross-training. So I haven't been stopping really, but it's now coming back to that focus time for the next 4 years.
Right, I would imagine you need to give yourself some rest time, I would think.
Yeah, it's definitely really good for your head and just your body and all, and kind of get, like what I like to say is I get that itch back, you know, I'm ready to get back into it, and 4 years doesn't seem as huge of a task as it does sometimes when you just come off of such a disappointing beater, per se, you know.
Yeah, and that was my next question, because, you know, life is all about ups and downs, and when, you know, 0.08 of a second, my goodness, talk about close. So what do you do to re-energize or to get back, that drive? Because it's like a big, I would imagine it's like a big crash happens afterwards. Anytime you're in that kind of a preparation mode and a training mode for a huge event, and then the event is over, whether you've win or lost, there definitely is a crash afterwards. So what do you do to kind of get back into the rhythm?
Yeah, definitely. There's, you know, when you build up so much and you're trying to prepare for the best, but you're also, in the back of your mind, you try not to think about it too much because it just won't impair your performance. You're also thinking that, you know, the worst can happen. And not to say that not making the Olympics was the worst thing ever, but of course it's hard to swallow. And, but at the same time, like you said, there's ups and downs. And what I tried to focus on was all the positive things that happened over the last 4 years. And, even though the goal wasn't, the biggest goal wasn't met, you have to reflect and see what you did well and not to just be satisfied, because it's hard for me to be satisfied until I get that one goal. But at the same time, you know, you have to take things as steps and don't let the negatives get in the way. Treating them as kind of experience and help that's going to get you to the next level, because now, you know, when I first started off 4 years ago, I was 18, And, you know, a lot has changed since then. You know, you get older, more mature, your body over 4 years of training can handle more. So, you know, I looked at the last 4 years as just a really amazing step that I made. And now it's time to take those steps and gain off of those. And, you know, hopefully in 2016 I can do something, you know.
Yeah. Now, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to make sure to ask you before we go, what would you want to make sure came out of our time together here as far as our listeners, as far as being able to share with them something that that they can walk away with?
If you really have something that you want to do, don't be afraid to do it, no matter how big it is. Sometimes it's going to be scarier. Sometimes it's going to be hard to express to people these humongous goals because you might feel embarrassed or it might just feel like nobody's going to believe you. But just as long as you're committed and, you know, keeping your goals oriented and, you know, use small goals to make the bigger goals. And then, like I said, treat failure with as a road to the success. I guess that's what I would tell somebody.
Absolutely. Don't give up.
Yeah. Basically.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us, Ryan. I wish you all the luck for the 2016 Olympic Games. You have several qualifiers, I would imagine, before getting to that point, and that's like all over the world, isn't it? Or at least all over the U.S.?
Yeah, you know, we have, each year we have competitions, but it's not, what's going to really matter is the year before, kind of like the last in 2011 when we went to the Pan American Games and we qualified those spots. So that's going to come back in 2015. And so up until then, it's kind of like making steps towards that. And while we want to do good, that's the main goal, is to qualify the boats and then eventually get there.
Awesome. Well, I wish you all the luck. And thanks again for being with us and sharing your journey to gold.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
Alrighty. Well, that was Ryan Dolan, who was with us from Oahu, Hawaii, sharing his experience with the kayak national, U.S. national team, and going Olympic for the 2016 Olympics. And we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Backyard Records presents Holly McCormick's debut album, So Far From Reality. Holly delivers deeply personal stories with her signature evocative and smoky vocals laid over well-crafted arrangements.
Not a girly girl.
The album embodies the alternative folk spirit through Holly's original tunes and carefully selected covers. Download it today at Apple iTunes. For more information about Backyard Records and their artists, visit backyardrecords.net.
Starship 2000 has provided business development services to small business owners since 1992. You'll find over 30 years in public accounting to help you with your business, supported by 20 years in technology and development. Technology and accounting, what a combination! But then, they've always been one step ahead of the curve. Increase your sales and reach more customers with your very own professional video commercial and send guaranteed human traffic to your website or sales page. Advanced internet marketing with video production. This is huge! Are you having trouble keeping up with your books? Have you fallen behind on your taxes and don't know what to do? Starship 2000's taxes and accounting services can help you. From your daily bookkeeping to tax preparation and IRS representation, doesn't matter where you are, they prepare taxes for all 50 states. Starship 2000 is here to be a part of your team. Go to www.starship2000.com for more info or tweet us at Starship2000. Starship 2000, your pathway to success.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Now, we are in our segment of the show called A New Attitude. And here's where we share stories of people who have made comebacks or who have stepped outside the box to change their life and are pursuing their dream and overcoming challenges and just inspirational stories, hopefully to give you a little extra kick in the pants in case you're on the fence about whether or not to take a step toward the life you'd like to see for yourself. So we have Teenie Gray with us in this section, and Teenie is the son of a very famous and musical, a musician rather, singer and songwriter, Jerome Gray, who helped define a whole genre of island pop and folk music here in Hawaii. And he has quite a story to tell. He's been back and forth between Hawaii and California, pursuing his career. He married the girl of his dreams, who happens to be former Miss America, Angela Perez Baracchio, and, is now in California, pursuing his dream as an artist, and just released his debut album called Shades of Gray. So right now we're going to listen to a track off that album called Home Again. Here we go.
Blue sky, sunshine, I'm thrilled to be home again. Wipe those eyes, don't cry, oh baby, I'm home again. I'm in a better place, 'cause the smile on your face, nothing can take me away. And if that ship starts sailing, well, they'll have to send me to jail. That's why I cry whenever I'm home again. 3 years, 7 nights, finally I'm home again. If I could go back and change all my tracks, I'd point them straight back to you. They'll have to tie me up and lay me down and let that train run through me. Me and you, it's true, I'll feel to be home again. Forget those times, they're gone. Oh, baby, I'm home again. Together, forever. Just me and you. It's been so long since I've been excited. Now that I found my way back to you. I'm home again. Baby, baby, I'm home. Baby, baby, I'm home.
Welcome back. You just heard Teenie Gray and one of the tracks off of his new album. The album's called Shades of Gray, and the track that you just heard is called Home Again. And Teenie's now with us. Aloha,
Aloha.
Teenie.
Aloha from California. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so excited. We're actually here at the Mai Tai Bar here in Long Beach setting up for the CD release party right now.
Oh, my goodness. Where are you in California?
We're here at the Long Beach Mai Tai Bar, and we have a very busy weekend. Today and tomorrow and Sunday, we have CD release parties in Long Beach, Orange County, and San Diego.
Oh, my goodness. And on top of it, you have three kids and one on the way.
Yes, just to keep more things busy. I have three boys.
How'd you find time for that?
You know, I have no idea. No sleep, I guess. Yeah,
well,
I have three boys and I have a daughter on the way in December.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, you know, this segment of our show is about how people have stepped outside the box and are pursuing their dream, and you're a perfect example of that. What caused you to go to California, first of all?
Well, you know, I grew up in Hawaii for a long time, and, you know, I came to a point in my career where I felt like, okay, I need to experience, you know, new things, especially with what I'm doing musically. I wanted to get out there and into the music scene in Los Angeles and see what's out there, meet new people and learn new things. That was the main thing. I was very hungry for knowledge and experience in music. So I figured LA was a good place to go. Not really in LA, but we're in Orange County, but you know, Southern California is a great place.
Well, you come from a musical family, and your father, of course, is very popular, and I mentioned it earlier before we went to the song for our listeners so they'd have an idea. And yeah. One of my questions for you is, because your father is so popular and famous, did you find yourself in conflict with trying to find your own identity?
You know, I have been for a very long time. But I think for the first time in my career, in my life, you know, I've actually, you know, found my own voice, you know, and I don't have to, you know, try to live up to his standards, because I mean, I'm trying to find my own voice, find my own style of music, and Dad recognizes it, that I have my own way of doing things, and people see that I am different from him, and I'm not trying to be like him. So it took a while, but I'm happy that I'm finally here.
Well, congratulations, because that is something that a lot of that many artists or sons and daughters of artists have, you know, have a lot of challenge with, and it takes quite a bit of courage and a lot of perseverance to find what your own personal identity is compared to being Jerome Gray's son.
Exactly. Exactly. But I'm glad he was there to set the bar high for me. You know, I knew where I was going, and he encouraged me to surpass him in whatever way I wanted to. But it wasn't really a race for me against him. It was just up against myself. I was challenging myself, pushing the limits, trying to see how far I can go and see how far I can take this even further.
Well, congratulations, because that's awesome. So now you've got a new album out, and, I'm sorry that we're short on time for your segment, but I wanted to make sure to share as much of your story as possible. The other part I want to make sure not to forget is, how did you manage to marry a former Miss America? How did that happen?
You know, to tell you the truth, she was my first and only girlfriend. I met her at 15 years old. We're both 15. Met her in church. She was the choir girl. I was an altar boy in Waikiki. And, you know, I mean, it took me 3 years to say a word to this beautiful girl I saw. And, you know, by 18, we were in high school. We didn't go to the same high school, but, you know, we just became best friends, and best friends grew into love. And here we are, four kids later.
Oh, what a dream come true. Talk about a love story. That's awesome.
Oh, I know. I'm very fortunate, very lucky. And I'm very blessed to have met her and spend my life with her, you know, growing up together. So it's awesome.
Wow. That's terrific. Now, before we go, we have a couple minutes. What I always ask, our guest is, if you have one thing that you want to make sure gets across because we've had such a short time together, to our listeners that they can hopefully walk away with, what would that one thing be?
Well, you know what? Believe in yourself and don't, you know, take the good and the bad for what it is and make it your own. You know, there's going to be a lot of criticism for what you do, but take it with a grain of salt and just keep on tugging away. You're gonna fall, but you're gonna find yourself. You just gotta stand up and get back up, and you know, and you'll learn as you go. You know, I look forward to a lot of mistakes every day. I'm like, okay, I hope I make a mistake today, so I'll learn from it. I won't repeat it. So, yeah, learn how to make mistakes and learn from those.
That's awesome, because, you know, that's a perfect, I love your approach, because we live in a society where it is not really acceptable to make mistakes. We're expected to be so perfect and everything has to be just right. And I don't know where all of that came from, but it seems, you know, it seems to be the way our society is kind of, you know, how it operates.
Yeah.
And if you don't make mistakes and fail, like Edison failed 1,000 times, if you want to look at it from that perspective, before he found the right combination for the light bulb.
So true.
And yet, you know, you could look at it, and the way he used to always, from what I heard, the way he used to express it is, I have performed 1,000 different combinations that did not produce the result I wanted to see until
exactly.
I came to the combination that gave me what I wanted to see. And I think,
you know, that's a great story. I feel like I'm doing the same thing. You know, I'm still trying to figure it out, but I know I'm getting better at it.
And it's all about continuous improvement, isn't it?
It sure is. Don't be complacent. Don't be complacent. Try new things, you know, try new experiences and just push the limits, push the envelope.
That's right. And don't ever give up. That's the key. Don't ever give up.
Never. Don't even. Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Tini, for being able to stop by and talk story.
Yes. Mahalo for having me.
Mahalo for being here. And I wish you all the luck. Good luck with this weekend. Sounds like it's going to be really busy. And Mahalo.
Well, I wish you were here in Long Beach, but thank you again. And mahalo from all of us here, my family and friends here in Long Beach, California. So, I you know, best of luck to you. We'll be listening to you as well on the radio.
Awesome. Love it. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Aloha. Aloha. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Well, that was Tini Gray, folks. We heard his track Home Again from his new album, Shades of Gray. Now we're going to go to break. Don't go away. We've got the Dream Quest Challenge coming right up.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Starship 2000 has provided business development services to small business owners since 1992. You'll find over 30 years in public accounting to help you with your business, supported by 20 years in technology and development. Technology and accounting, what a combination! But then, they've always been one step ahead of the curve. Increase your sales and reach more customers with your very own professional video commercial and send guaranteed human traffic to your website or sales page. Advanced internet marketing with video production. This is huge! Are you having trouble keeping up with your books? Have you fallen behind on your taxes and don't know what to do? Starship 2000's taxes and accounting services can help you. From your daily bookkeeping to tax preparation and IRS representation, doesn't matter where you are, they prepare taxes for all 50 states. Starship 2000 is here to be a part of your team. Go to www.starship2000.com for more info or tweet us at Starship2000. Starship 2000, your pathway to success.
Backyard Records presents Holly McCormick's debut album, So Far From Reality. Holly delivers deeply personal stories with her signature evocative and smoky vocals laid over well-crafted arrangements.
Not a girly girl.
The album embodies the alternative folk spirit through Holly's original tunes and carefully selected covers. Download it today at Apple iTunes. For more information about Backyard Records and their artists, visit backyardrecords.net.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Now we're at the segment where I am just so ecstatic I can't see straight. This is the part of our program where we're going to hear some of the entries submitted by independent artists who are out there following their dream. And to take you through this little adventure is teen sensation Josie Passantino, who is your host for this segment, the Dream Quest Challenge. Take it away, Josie.
Yeah, hello, and welcome to the Dream Quest Challenge right here on Journey to Gold. I'm Josie Passantino, your host, and I'm very excited to be here with you guys tonight. We are still accepting contestants, so all of you singers and songwriters out there, please go to journeytogold.com and click on the Dream Quest Challenge to submit your story and your song. We'd love to hear about your journey to gold. I'll be featuring a couple contestants a week, and I'm going to tell you how to vote for your favorite at the end of this segment. Up first, I want to tell you about our contestants, Bonnie Ross, and her journey to gold story. Bonnie is a former child and youth counselor and knows that kids shine and succeed when they discover their true passion. She knows firsthand how her slippery slope shifted to her journey to gold thanks to her grade six teacher who recognized and nurtured her musical passions as a drummer and a vocalist. This life-changing earth angel ignited that flame of passion within Bonnie, inspiring her to keep going even though she faced many challenges in her journey from family depression and anxiety to divorce and illness. As Bonnie follows her dreams, she continues to give back in many ways, including with her song and video, Shine, which holds an essential message at this crucial time in the world for all of us to let our light of love, compassion, and potential shine. Now, how about we take a listen to this song that Bonnie submitted to us for voting? Here is Bonnie Ross and her song, Shine.
Thank you.
And that was Bonnie Ross's song, Shine. Up next, though, I want to tell you a bit about our contestant, Dan Oswald. Growing up in New York, Dan Oswald started playing music very, very early, around the age of 3 and 4. Dan went to college and studied arts, music, and painting because he had always been writing poems and songs. Dan moved several times getting involved in different types of music and bands, such as alternative, punk, grunge, and even worked as a guitarist in the R&B band. When nothing stuck, he decided to try a solo project, forming his own style and sound. Recording his music in his basement and a recording studio, Dan then met a producer and began working with him to record his very first album. Now let's take a listen to this song that Dan Oswald submitted to us for voting. Here is Dan Oswald and his song, Aha! was Dan Oswald's song, Aha! So great submissions tonight from Bonnie Ross and Dan Oswald. Now, everyone, here is how you could vote. First, text the word GOLD to 411247 to register to vote, get updates on the show, and also be eligible to win an iPhone 5. Whoa. Now to vote, if you love Bonnie Ross's song Shine and want to vote for her, please text GOLD ROSS, G-O-L-D ROSS, R-O-S-S, to 411247. And if you love the song Aha! From Dan Oswald, please text GOLD OSWALD, number 411247. The number will be the same. All you have to do is add the contestant's last name to the word GOLD, and your vote is casted. To find all of our contestants, just go to the contestants tab at journeytogold.com. I'm Josie Passantino, and I'll be back next week to put the spotlight on two more contestants. Until then, get your music and story into us and keep your quest for your dream alive at journeytogold.com. CJ will be back with you right after this little break.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Backyard Records presents Holly McCormick's debut album, So Far From Reality. Holly delivers deeply personal stories with her signature evocative and smoky vocals laid over well-crafted arrangements.
Not a girly girl.
The album embodies the alternative folk spirit through Holly's original tunes and carefully selected covers. Download it today at Apple iTunes. For more information about Backyard Records and their artists, visit backyardrecords.net.
Starship 2000 has provided business development services to small business owners since 1992. You'll find over 30 years in public accounting to help you with your business, supported by 20 years in technology and development. Technology and accounting, what a combination! But then, they've always been one step ahead of the curve. Increase your sales and reach more customers with your very own professional video commercial and send guaranteed human traffic to your website or sales page. Advanced internet marketing with video production. This is huge! Are you having trouble keeping up with your books? Have you fallen behind on your taxes and don't know what to do? Starship 2000's taxes and accounting services can help you. From your daily bookkeeping to tax preparation and IRS representation. Doesn't matter where you are, they prepare taxes for all 50 states. Starship 2000 is here to be a part of your team. Go to www.starship2000.com for more info or tweet us at Starship2000. Starship 2000, your pathway to success.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Aloha, everyone. This segment is actually one of my favorite segments. It's the Dreams Come True segment. And with this segment, what we do is we bring you people and businesses who specialize in helping dreams come true. Now, Maui is one of the most beautiful places in the world, and many people come here to make their dreams come true. It certainly has been that for me personally. And what better representation of your dreams coming true than marrying the love of your life? Faye Hovey is here with us tonight from Aloha Maui Weddings to share her secrets on how she performs her magic. Aloha, Faye.
Aloha, CJ. Thank you for inviting me today. Appreciate it so much.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Thank you for being able to make the time.
I'm sitting out looking at the palm tree waving and the beautiful bay down below and white puffy clouds. It's a beautiful day.
Isn't it awesome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really spectacular. The trade winds are back, so perhaps.
I know. It really gives us some relief, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does, indeed. Secrets, right?
Yes, secrets. Actually, my first question to you is what, you know, and we spoke earlier. What have you experienced most as far as people who come here to have one of the most significant days in their life when they're getting married? How do you help them get into the rhythm of the island? Because truly, most people who come here from another place are operating on a whole different level, usually, than us who live here. Mm-hmm. How do you get them to kind of relax and get into, you know, what the connection is all about?
That's a beautiful question. I've thought about that myself from time to time, and I think it begins with the first interview. We have a lot of people come to us, you know, directly from the mainland, as you say, and other countries, and everyone's vibrating at a different level of activity and perspective. So it usually begins with just a friendly, easygoing conversation, Hawaii style. Find out what someone is thinking about, what their dream and their vision is. That's one of my first questions, is tell me what, when you close your eyes and you see yourself being married in a beautiful ceremony here, what do you see? What's in your vision? And then they'll describe that a little bit, and then we'll talk about what can be done here to actualize that. So everybody has a different vision. Sometimes they're similar, but I always say, in the power of the present moment, the only wedding we'll ever do is the one we're doing in that moment. So we give a, you know, very large percentage of attention to each person, because we feel that each wedding is precious and personal. And even though it may seem like you may have a wedding package that might fit their situation, everybody has their, you know, their little details and things that are really, really important to them. So in terms of having people feel comfortable, I feel like that begins with a conversation, begins with letting people know that they can trust us, that I have their best interests at heart always, and that I'm not here to take over their wedding. I'm here to help them plan the wedding of their dreams and make that, you know, make the act to actualize that. So that means I have to really deeply listen. And when I listen to people and they unfold, then I learn more about them, how they met. In fact, I've always wanted to write a book about that, how people meet, because I hear it all the time, all these different stories that are so remarkable. Then I find out when they were engaged or what, you know, just a little bit about them. So personal for me then, and I'm in business so that I'm enjoying myself too, making my dream come true. So it's a happy arrangement, and I think as
so you
we go along,
the
always
wedding
writing
to become
people,
what it really is supposed to be based on the people who are there.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and whoever now, is participating in this, any of our vendors. I like to say we bring the aloha to your Maui wedding, because all of the vendors, photographers, videographers, whoever's participating, musicians, and so forth, I've worked with them for years, so I know that they have the same, we're sort of, you know, many in body but one in mind when it comes to a wedding, the importance and presence we bring to it, and quality of time and energy there. It actually, there's a moment in every ceremony where you can feel that the couple has arrived. They're there. After all it took to plan and get there and everything it takes to just leave your job and your home and everything, you know, come over here, there's a moment where you can just feel them settle in. Ah, they're here. And you can feel that breeze, that beautiful breeze on their shoulders. And I'll say, this is what you were thinking of. That's why you're here. You know, your feet are in the sand, and it's a beautiful day, and sunset, birds are singing, and this is it right here. So,
do you get, we only have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to, if you could share with us, I know you share, some of the Hawaiian traditions, depending on whether or not the couple wants to include that in their ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The I particularly love the sounding of the conch shell before a wedding, and announcing to all that the people that are here today are to be wed, and announcing to all their love for one another. I love the exchange of lays, and there's always a little, what we call a honi honi, a kiss, a little kiss on each cheek slowly after they present a lay to one another. Sometimes the chanting of a prayer or an oli, Hawaiian oli, a feeling of bringing the Hawaiian culture and just the all of nature here into the circle that we're creating at a ceremony. Absolutely.
Well, honi honi to you. I really appreciate you being able to take the time to be
honi
with us.
Honi honi to you too, CJ.
we have to go, but I just want to thank you so much for being able to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure, and I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Aloha and mahalo nui loa.
Aloha, mahalo. Okay. That was Fay Hovey from AlohaMauiWeddings.com. And so that's our show for tonight, folks. Thank you for being with us. And thank you to our sponsors. If you liked what you heard tonight, you can help support music and the arts in our schools and the right to have a home by becoming one of our gold partners. Just email talkradio@journeytogold.com with gold partner in the subject line for more details. Or go to www.journeytogold.com and join us and support independent thinkers and independent artists. Dreams do come true. We just have to be willing to make a change for it to happen. So tune in next week. We'll be back with a special interview with our teen sensation, Josie Pazantino, and more great music from our Dream Quest challengers. Remember, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what's going on, or how bad it may seem, one thing you can be sure of, it will change. So don't give up, and don't give up on your dream. Feed your spirit. Aloha.
That's all for this week. Be sure to join CJ for Journey to Gold every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Thanks again for listening. Step outside the box and make it a weekend to remember.